This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
It is happening this Friday through Sunday at the Douglas County Fairgrounds. It is Spring Fair. Louis Montano on to talk with us about it. Louis, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, pretty excited here. 49th annual Spring Fair. And how long have you been involved with this?
I am the one that was there at number one.
Wow.
Hard to believe.
And you were like five then, right?
More like 25 back in the 1975 or so.
Wow. Well, it's amazing for any event to go on that long, Spring Fair. If somebody's never been there before, tell folks what it's all about.
Well, the Spring Fair is a reflection of the 60s movement that I experienced when I moved here, and I wanted to share that with our community. It's 140 craft people from Pacific Northwest, all around from Washington, Oregon, California, and it's all handmade stuff. We have about 140 booths, and we have a lot of live music. We'll be having people like the Sunny Sky Boys or Lizzie Cable. We have it's just an ongoing festival there, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Well, and at the Douglas County Fair, you have got a cafe stage. You've got the other stage. I noticed Barbara Healy Band is going to be there, even square dancing and Middle East dancers, and also an opportunity for traveling musicians to come in and play as well. Just kind of an open, fun event. And I know that a lot of work, though, has got to go into this. When do you start planning for this?
Oh, back around, usually around September of the year, we reach out to some of the entertainers, the ones that be hard to get to. And it just goes on all year long because I've just got my radar out all year long for interesting people to bring to the fair. I'm especially happy to see that we're going to have Jackie Seitz on us. 1 o'clock on Saturday. She's a state fiddling champion, and she'll be doing a set for us. And then, of course, we'll have Brian Cutian from Eugene, and followed by the Buckaroo Square dancers. So that's a pretty good middle of the afternoon. That's just the beginning because we have Barbara Healy at 4:00, and then we close out with the Spring Fair Middle Eastern dancers on Saturday, which are, it's an event that you have to see to believe.
So how much of the fairgrounds does this take up?
We put it all in Douglas Hall. We have more than enough to fill other buildings, but I think that when you have a multiple building event, that there's the good building and then there's the other buildings. And I don't want to have other buildings. So everything good is in Douglas Hall, the largest building on the fairgrounds site.
So I'm sure you've already got your, let's see, we're Wednesday now. You're probably ready to start to getting people in there and getting all prepared then.
Yeah, tomorrow afternoon we'll be going in and marking the floor off. And then the vendors set up at 9 o'clock in the morning on Friday. And they scramble to get it together so that we open at 1 o'clock on Friday to the public.
So, in fact, we should mention the hours, Friday 1 to 8, Saturday 10 to 8, Sunday 10 to 5. What's the admission to get in?
It's $5. We have to charge money there because the fairgrounds sure charges us a lot to be there. It's over $7,000 rent this year just to open the doors to the public. But we're happy to be there. Like I say, 49 years, it's like that deep breath you take right before you cross the finish line. And I'm really looking forward to I never thought we'd get this far, but I'm happy to see that the interest and from the vendors as well as the public is as great now as it ever has been.
And you've got to really be thinking, too, about your number 50 next year.
Yeah, it's hard to ignore. And we're all shooting to get there. I've already talked to some entertainers for the 50th and, you know, it won't be that much different because the Spring Fair never really is that much different from one year to another. That's the point. It's like the circus that comes to town. You want to see the circus. The Spring Fair comes to town. You want to see the Spring Fair come to the fairgrounds. It will be there just like we've been there for 49 years.
Well, and you really do feel like you're, whether you're younger or older, you really do feel like you're back in the 70s.
Well, I mean, it really is a reflection of the community as a whole. And yeah, we do have, you know, youngsters and olders, and then some of us who used to be youngsters are old now too. But, you know, our grandkids are putting things together to have in the spring fair this year. So it's really gratifying to see the evolution of the crafts.
So, and I imagine you got some people that are helping you out. I mean, you can't do all this by yourself, right?
No, I mean, I do have a group of people who I really count on to do this. I'm by myself. I'm pushing 80 now, and so I can't really do the physical stuff I used to do. But Kathy Shaler, my friend, is running the kitchen again. And you'll see some of our people sitting at the door when you come in to the fair.
It's going
to
be...
And I have to give a shout-out. Let me give a shout-out to Joe Ross, who does a great job running the stage for us.
Yeah, no, that's pretty cool. The event against Friday, Saturday, Sunday out at the fairgrounds. If somebody's never been at Spring Fair, what would you say to encourage them to come out and check it out?
I had a lady come in a few years ago who was kind of upset that we were charging to get in, and she made a big thing at the front door about the paying. And I said, you know, I don't know, come on in, let me know. And she came back to my booth to the front there about an hour later and just apologized. And I'm sorry, you really have more than enough to be worth paying charges to get in here. It really was worth it. And you never see people frowning when they leave the spring fair. They're usually carrying something with a smile on their face. That's what, you know, it's really all about economic boost to this community. When we started it 50 years ago, February and March were really a slow economic time in Douglas County, and now here it is 50 years later, and it's still slow. And so, you know, I'm really glad to be part of the local economy and give people a chance to make a few bucks at the time of the year that should be hard to scramble through.
All right. Well, it's going to be great. Spring Fair Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Douglas County Fairgrounds. Louis Montano, thanks for being on with us this morning. We'll see you out there sometime between Friday and Sunday.
Thank you for the call, Kyle.
All right. 8:39 at the Morning Report. It's time.